Essex County supervisors are working to bring a nearly $95 million budget in line with anticipated appropriations of $93 million, a shortfall of $2 million. The county is in the second year of a five-year plan to balance its budget and bring its tax levy under the state's mandated 2% cap. The plan had called for a 10% increase in 2015, but County Manager Dan Palmer has honed the preliminary 2015 county tax levy to 9.4%.
The first year of the plan called for 15%. The board passed to 13%. The second year of the plan called for a 10%, and it's coming in at 9.5%. It may get adjusted. But the problem is, and the problem continues to be the same as it was in previous years, the board used $7 million in fund balance to offset the levy in previous years, and there is no fund balance left to do that with.
Town of Moriah Supervisor and Chair of the Essex County Board of Supervisors Finance Committee, Tom Scazzafava, says the 9.5% on the levy is deceiving because the county appropriations are down.
But unfortunately, they base the tax cap number on the levy, which I've had a problem with since its implementation, because it really should be based on your total appropriations, which really is more representative of what your actual expenditures are. But the 9.5 percentage-wise, it's a significant increase. Dollar-wise, it amounts to about $19 on a $100,000 home. Every $180,000 that we either add or take away in the budget equals about 1%. So we're going to meet on Thursday to find more areas where we might be able to cut. The bottom line is, in the last few years, we have significantly reduced the county workforce. And you've got to maintain some fund balance, because what a lot of people don't realize is that the county makes every taxing jurisdiction whole. So in other words, if you don't pay your school tax, the county makes up the difference. If you don't pay your town tax or your water tax, the county makes that up. So just for that purpose alone, you've got to keep $6 to $8 million in a fund balance so you can meet those obligations.
During the November 3rd meeting, the Board of Supervisors passed a local measure to override the state 2% tax cap. Scazzafava notes that the five-year plan eventually will meet the state-mandated tax cap.
A lot of what we have to deal with in a county budget is mandated by the state. You know, most of the programs that you have that you can either scale back on or eliminate, unfortunately, are the programs that directly serve the majority of our constituency, such as highway. So when you got to find areas to cut, it's usually in those areas. And you know, and the county provides a lot of services, more services than any other form of government that there is.
A special board meeting, beginning at 9:30 Thursday morning, is structured for department heads to present their concerns and budget revisions. It is open to the public. A public hearing is scheduled for 7 p.m. Monday to discuss the tentative budget. About 38,000 people live in the county. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.